Dan Ross, it's wonderful to connect with you. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to talk with you.
Now, all of you arts organizations have been working overtime to take care of all kinds of art-centric business during this coronavirus pandemic, Dan. So here locally, what's your view? Is there a light at the end of that long, dark tunnel for our art scene?
Well, this has been a challenging time for all of us, but the resiliency of our arts organizations is just fantastic. And it has been so exciting to see how all of these organizations have stepped up their presence online, how they've provided programming for students, Tutu Tuesdays with the ballet and Youth Theater Thursdays, just so much activity that these organizations are really trying to meet the needs of the community, giving opportunities for our citizens to express themselves artistically during this time where we're all just kind of hunkered down.
It is remarkable that all of those juggling balls can be kept up in the air at one time.
Well, we certainly do have challenges.
So once you get past the social distancing, the jumping through hoops, the reopening, and how you're going to be able to function when you do reopen, those are all challenging to be sure. Meanwhile, you've got artists themselves, and what are the biggest, scariest things you're seeing there, and how are you tackling them?
So one of the things that we realized is that the artists, the musicians, the dancers, the creatives in our community are really struggling during this time, and they have needs. These are the individuals who play gigs at Club Soda or teach dance for Dance Collective or dance with the Fort Wayne Ballet. These individual artists, they're in a position where their income streams have all dried up. And many of them are part of the gig economy. They're self-employed creative individuals, and they have an immediate need that we recognize needs to be addressed.
We understand that you can't have an art scene if you don't have artists. This is all brilliant. And as if to prove that great minds work alike, Dan, I hear that Arts United and the Community Foundation were attacking this problem individually. When you found out you joined forces. Okay, what were the results?
It was fantastic to engage in a conversation with our friends at the Community Foundation. Susan Mendenhall, president of Arts United, and I had a conversation with Brad Little and Christine Meek and Allison Gerardo from the Community Foundation, found that they were looking at the exact same challenge. So we decided to team up, and each of our organizations brought a different level of expertise to this particular question. And when you pooled the resources, we feel like we've really created something that is meeting a need.
Artists Relief Fund, I think the name says it all. And you know, I spoke with Allison Gerardo from the Community Foundation earlier today, Dan. She was really stressing the importance of this for everyone. And the creative population really is vital to our whole city's momentum. That's obvious. You and Allison come from that independent artist background. And I'd like to hear from you from that perspective. What is this going to mean for those artists that heretofore had no relief or any kind of aid?
I do have experience with this. I spent about 25 years in the early part of my career where freelance work and that gig economy was an important part of the work that I did, playing church jobs, recording sessions, teaching students, all those kinds of activities that those creatives in our community are doing today. And unfortunately, because of this pandemic, all of those income sources for those individuals have really dried up. So the need is critical. And these creative individuals are such an important part of what makes Fort Wayne the special place it is. You know, when you see the murals being painted downtown and you see musicians playing at various restaurants and bars, you know, these activities are such a vibrant part of the community. We need to not lose that. We need to provide relief on an immediate basis for the individuals who bring so much to our community.
Okay, Dan, that all sounds wonderful. Now, nitty gritty, nuts and bolts, who is this for specifically, and how does it work?
So this fund is designed to put cash immediately in the hands of artists who need it. Those can be visual artists, they can be craftspeople, they can be musicians, they can be dancers. There are a wide range of disciplines of creative who we know need this resource. And so the intention here is to get cash quickly into the hands of the people who need it And then pair that with information on how to access some of relief opportunities that have been provided by the federal government through the CARES Act. So we want to do a combination of here's immediate cash, let's help you make sure that you have food on the table and can pay this month's rent, but let's also help you learn how you can access the resources that are available that are going to provide some longer-term support as well.
That is absolutely incredible. And it doesn't seem to be a secret that many of our best artists, finest creatives, are not necessarily business people, nor do they want to be. So they've just come from a real disadvantage to an advantage with this.
Absolutely. And our intention in putting this together is to make sure that it's easy for artists to access the information, an easy application process so that they can get to these dollars. As we were planning how to do this, Arch United staff and Community Foundation staff worked together, but we also pulled in Edmund O'Neill from Work One and Ellen Cutter from Greater Fort Wayne, people who have some expertise on how to access those other community resources.
Besides being savvy, you really have amassed a wonderful, wonderful group of people, Dan, and while we have you here, is it so easy a cave painter could do it?
We think that it is. And so an artist who believes that they would be eligible for this, and if you believe you are, you probably are, can go either to Arch United's website or the Community Foundation website and go to the Fort Wayne Artist Relief Fund. You can click on a button there that says Application Portal, and it takes you to a very short, simple application where you describe your need. There are just a few short questions, and that's all there is to it. We accept applications through Friday at 4:30, and then on Monday morning, those applications are reviewed, and by Thursday, there's a check that goes out. We're trying to make it fast and easy and run this throughout the month of May, so that each Friday in the month of May, there would be the opportunity to apply.
It's sounding wonderful. And you've got one cycle down now in the month of May, and another one's dropping today. What are the responses so far?
Well, our first week we had 13 applications, which was fantastic. We expect the number of applications to increase as more people find out about the opportunity. And what we recognize is that the need is there. That was clearly expressed in the applications. We did receive applications from around the city and from musicians, actors, choreographers, dancers. So we did see a variety of art forms that were represented, which was encouraging. And so our hope is that others who have that need will see that this program is fast and easy and effective and will apply.
It sounds genuine and organic as well. And another thing, we all know, if one is in need of money, it's extra hard to ask at that point in time. Now, you seem to have covered all of the bases here. So I really am curious, are you going to try to run out of money?
That is the goal. And I love that question. Yeah, the goal is to distribute the funds that are needed. We believe that the need is strong, and we were able to receive a very generous grant from the Knight Foundation to fund this program. So our hope is to utilize all those funds to meet the needs that are there.
That is just fantastic. That is the story that we like to hear, especially coming from Fort Wayne, because Fort Wayne does love its creative community. And this is really a show of support. Now, the biggest takeaway I'm hearing, time is of the essence. So what can we do and say, like right now, to make everyone aware of this so they don't miss the opportunity, Dan?
Well, first of all, thank you for sharing this information today, Julia. We really appreciate that. And we are certainly sharing that through our circles, through our social media outlets. But we're really trying to encourage all artists to share that with each other as well. Just share the information in your circle so that the people who need to know about this have the information and realize that it's fast, it's easy, and it's effective.
When you started out on this project and even combined forces with the Community Foundation, did you even dream that you would be sitting here now talking about this exact project? It's really pretty impressive.
Well, I was amazed at how quickly this came together. I'm just so impressed with our colleagues at the Community Foundation and how responsive they were and how ready to go they were in this conversation. And I think the fact that we had both been planning this independently certainly helped. It was just amazing how quickly I felt from our first conversation. I think it was maybe 10 or 12 days until we had a program that was up and running.
That is remarkable, the speed as well as the ease of this whole thing. And since this is all mind-blowingly unprecedented, I mean the problem, the pandemic, and this solution, where do you hope this will lead? Where is it already leading since you have the format, the procedure in place, and of course you have the good intention to help people?
Our goal with this program is to ensure that the creatives of this community have the security to stay and be a part of this community. And so these are initial dollars to help get them over the hump, but we want to pair that with the information on how to access other resources that will help support them through the time of this pandemic. We want to ensure that this creative sector in Fort Wayne stays strong, because when we come out on the other side, and we are going to come out on the other side, communities like Fort Wayne who have chosen to invest in their creatives, man, those are the communities that are going to thrive going forward.
And being one of the instigators of this whole project, how does it make you feel that this is our vibrant community and our creatives?
Seeing this program come together is just one of the many things that give me faith in the community of Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne is a city that is on the move, and Fort Wayne is a city where we support each other, and I'm proud to be a part of this community.
It's always wonderful talking with you, and thank you for this amazing community connection. Dan, well done. Thanks a bunch. And here's to the Fort Wayne art scene.
Thank you, Julia.